Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your state.
Oh, Mexico.
Oh, I get it. Clever.
See, I'm always working on
this. See, you're not just another pretty face.
Really? I'm in radio. Bear that in mind. So here we are. It's 848 WTIC, and we're so glad.
Yeah.
To have, and actually, you know, we've both been to this place.
Yeah, La Boca's great.
Yeah.
And Ryan Murphy is the GM and basically runs the show there, and he brought in his talented assistant, son Keenan, who's going to be a future Boston Celtic.
He's so now Danny 7 feet already.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Your restaurant is a different type of Mexican restaurant. Can you just discuss the thought process into making it what it is as I dine on some of the things you brought in?
We are very different. Besides the traditional Mexican fare and over 70 tequilas, we also do a lot of rotating craft beer. We do a ton of live music and developing into a venue like that. And a lot of fun events throughout the week that you don't typically see at a Mexican restaurant.
How do you get into Mexican?
That's a story for another day.
Is it okay?
Maybe not for the radio, is what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe not. I don't want to get in trouble here.
When you decided to go the route that you've gone, what was the toughest thing to do a Mexican restaurant like that, as opposed to all the traditional Mexican restaurants in our area, which are fine. Yeah, which are fine, but are not your place.
Well, you know, it's the balance. We do have traditional Mexican dishes. We don't have, I would say, the traditional Mexican atmosphere.
No.
But, you know, that does appeal to a lot of people. You know, we're having a great time at that restaurant, and we try to provide the customers with the same type of experience.
You have, by the way.
What are you noshing on, by the way? Ryan, tell us what you brought in for.
So we have is our grilled mahi-mahi tacos with sriracha aioli.
Really good.
Our grilled chicken and avocado burrito.
Right.
Shrimp and chorizo quesadillas.
Oh, which I'm dining on. It's delicious.
There's heat here. Mm.
Yes, there's good heat.
There's lots of heat.
And then also the spring roll.
Well, you dumped hot sauce all over.
Well, I know I did. Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm not normally a hot sauce person at 8:50 in the morning, or even 8:50 at night.
That's good.
The creativity that you've used to make these different dishes, where do you get that from? Where did you learn that?
That comes from a lot of experimenting. And, you know, our owner, Wayne, he's a food show junkie. He goes to every food show. He tries every
new
single
ideas.
Thing there. And, yeah, he likes to really keep the menu fresh. So it's kudos to him on that.
You know, I think one of the things, too, about Mexican, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier on the air, is depending what region of Mexico, you know, the staple is different.
That's very true.
So if you're on the coast, you know, then you're talking about a lot of seafood, ton of shrimp, mahi-mahi, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you're on Yucatan Peninsula, probably the same thing. But if you're up by Monterey, you're doing beef and cow and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the Tequila Club.
Ooh. So the Tequila Club, yeah, we have over 70 tequilas.
Which, by the way, just so management and the FCC knows,
no samples.
Murph did not bring in any samples of the tequila.
Today, no. Okay, I did not, unfortunately.
No, that's a good thing.
That's good.
So, yeah, the Tequila Club, the goal is to try every one of our 70-plus tequilas. You get some prizes along the way. And when you finish the club, you get your name on the wall of legends. We have a huge plaque in there that was handmade, and you get your name up on there to live on in infamy forever.
Usually says in loving memory. By the time you get
And you're
through.
Not encouraged to try them all in one night.
No
that's the emphasis. There's no way.
Ooh, go ahead.
On your website, which is labocamexican.com, you've got lunch menus, dinner menus, late night menus, Trivia Tuesday menus. So you keep it fresh there all the time. You're changing things. You're doing different things at different times of the day.
We do a lot of different specials daily. We also have a happy hour Monday through Friday. And our late night menu goes till midnight every single night of the week, which a lot of people like that late food.
See, and the other thing you're doing, and I'm looking at the menu for dinner, for example, is you do have a lot of things that you probably wouldn't find other places, like dut confit,
right.
You know, crab and bacon. I've never tried that before.
Yeah.
So you're doing some things that are different, actually.
We are. We try to keep it fresh. You know, people get tired of the same old thing day in and day out.
True.
We do monthly specials that we rotate those dishes as well. And a lot of people like those. Just, you know, something new to try when you come in. We have a lot of regulars who come all the time, and we keep it fresh.
We're talking to Ryan Murphy. He's the GM of La Boca Mexican Restaurant, which is our restaurant of the week. You can go to WTIC.com. $100 gift cards going for $50. And look, if you go to the website and you look, you can be there for hours.
You'll die.
On $50.
Yeah, you're going to love this. And you will, because that's the way we're doing this thing, right?
Right.
You know, $100 gift certificate, we're going to 50.
Yeah, exactly, $50. How long have you run the place?
I've been running the place for about the last 3 years.
Okay.
I've been with them for 10 years, though, as a bartender. I still bartend.
Oh, you do?
Well. Yeah, I love bartending.
Keep your hand in.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Keep the tequila thing in line. You know,
yeah.
Keep
well, you
working.
Meet, and I would think as a bartender, especially in Middletown, you got interesting stories.
We do, yeah.
You
Middletown
know?
is
what you can't tell.
It's a fun town. There's never a shortage of things going on, and there's always that chance that something kind of crazy can happen.
Of everything on your menu,
okay,
give us one or two items that you weren't sure about when you created them. And then after you create them and you had them and people tried them, you said, damn, that's good.
Geez, that's a tough question to answer.
I know.
Well, I get one off a week, so I'm glad I waited until the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, who's my favorite child?
Well, we know he's here.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Oh, great.
You know, I really don't have items that I would say we were unsure about. You know, there are things that we take off the menu when they don't do so well. So the customers are kind of the ones who decide how that goes.
By the way, you also have a chorizo burger, which, oh, God, it's a blend of chorizo and ground beef, right?
Yes, we smush all the chorizo right in there. We do a lot of burgers. It's one of our underlooked items. Burgers are all fresh ground beef. We have almost 50 flavors of wings. That's an underlooked item that a lot of people don't typically find in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, really. So what differentiates wings at your place, Murph, from other?
See.
Oh, here we go. Look at the wet rubs.
We have a ton of sauces. They're all
made
fresh to order. We use the jumbo wings, never the small shrimpy wings.
Right.
And
you can get bone in or boneless, which
bone
is important
or boneless.
For people.
The boneless are all fresh chicken breast, hand battered. They're not, out of a bag.
Right. And the prices are good. Bone in, 6 wings for $5. Boneless, 4 wings for $5. It's really good. What have you always liked Mexican food? Did you like Mexican food growing up?
You know, I've learned a lot since working there.
Did you spend any time in Mexico?
I've been to Mexico with my wife a couple times.
Okay.
But that was just for vacation.
Find ideas down there sometimes?
No, not really. Just found a lot of tequila down there usually.
It's a continuing
theme.
Wait,
didn't we have Tequila Day yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, it was National Tequila. We should have gone to La Boca.
Yeah, well,
that would have been good. What do you have now tonight? 6 o'clock. You got Kelly Rago and Mike Coco, acoustic duo.
Yes.
For happy hour, and then 10:30, host of Ghosts, a tribute to Phish.
Yeah.
Who's that all about?
Oh no.
We do a lot of live music. We have a new talent buyer. She's awesome. Her name's Mallory. She's booking some of the best bands we've ever had in the place. And we like to mix it up. You know, we do a lot of funk, rock and roll, some Grateful Dead bands, some Phish.
Oh, there's Phish.
Some reggae.
Yeah. How important is that? As far as the business is concerned.
Live music?
Yeah.
We're one of the only places in town that really does it.
Yeah, you don't.
And we have a large bar room with the stage that can hold the people in there.
Yeah.
And we consider it very important. We just redid our sound system in there so that things sound great. And it's one of our biggest draws, I think.
And the fact is, you're kind of in the north side of downtown. Do you get a lot of kids in from Wesleyan?
The whole town does see a lot of the Wesleyan kids.
Yeah.
It's a small school, so it doesn't make or break the businesses downtown.
Right.
But we definitely get a bump from them.
Well, it gives an aura to the joint, though.
Yeah.
You know,
it's at 337 Main Street in Middletown.
Right.
And again, La Boca is our restaurant of the week. Go to WTIC.com, navigate on the front page, and you will see where you can get a $100 gift certificate, which will get you plenty of delicious food for $50,
really.
which is just like the best deal you're going to get anywhere.
I think so. And it's going to be just wonderful.
Good stuff.
By the way, when does your late night menu take effect?
The late night menu starts when the dinner menu ends. So during the week, that's 9 o'clock. And then on the weekends, 10 o'clock.
Okay, Joe, free.
Perfect.
Okay. Fresh corn chips and salsa. And the first order is complimentary.
And I'm giving you the salsa. It's probably pretty tasty.
Okay, then we're all set.
I'm guessing that. Ryan Murphy, GM of La Boca Mexican. Thanks, good luck.
Thank you very much for
all
having
right.
us, guys.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the tacos, food. You know what's a great thing about when we bring food in? Our fabulous sales staff, which works hard, appears that they've never eaten before they've gotten to work that day. Am I right?
Is there anything left? I don't think there is.
There's plenty.
Oh, okay.
They brought a lot.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God, are you generous, too? Holy moly. WTIC.com. Go ahead.
Oh, I get it. Mole Mexican. Nice. Good choice. That's very good.
What the heck? It's 8. I think it's mole. Actually.
Yeah.
It's 8:58. I think.